It's just natural for Dan the Nature Man to share his passion for the great outdoors with others. On January 14, Dan Schneider, teacher and avid naturalist, will offer the first of three presentations with his nature series for adults at the Guelph Public Library. Discovering birds that spend the winter in your neighborhood and how to attract them to your yard with Dan the Nature Man will take place in the main library's program room. Participants will learn about winter birds, how to identify them, and how to responsibly feed their backyard feathered friends. Pre-registration is required. This presentation is mostly about putting us in touch with nature. It's healthy for us, mentally and physically, and emotionally. It's such a nice connection, Schneider said. We will talk about bird feeding as well and what people can do in their backyard to make them more attractive. Birds need food, water, and shelter, just like we do. We can provide all of that in our backyard to make them more bird-friendly with some planning, Schneider said. Schneider says adding bird food to backyards is important, especially in winter. We will discuss how to do it and how to do it right. It's like many things. We try to help, but if we don't do it in the right way, we could actually hurt them. It's about making our backyards as healthy as we can for birds, Schneider said. Schneider will highlight some of the birds that can be spotted in local backyards throughout the winter months. These include chickadees, blue jays, woodpeckers, mourning doves, nuthatches, and cardinals. These are all absolutely beautiful birds. And people can see them in their backyards, especially if they have a bird feeder, Schneider said. Occasionally people may get a predator like the sharp-shinned Cooper's hawk, and that's just part of the circle of life. If a predator like that shows up, it really is fascinating to see them. For many years, Dan the Nature Man has led active and hands-on nature experiences for people of all ages. Schneider had a career spanning more than three decades at the Guelph Lake Nature Center, where he worked with local elementary and high school students and visitors. Dan the Nature Man began his career as a wildlife biologist. His passion is connecting people of all ages to nature. His goal is to instill a sense of reverence for nature in everyone that he teaches. He has also shared his passion for nature as a resource interpreter with the Grand River Conservation Authority. Currently, he works with Conservation Halton at Mountsburg Wildlife Center and Crawford Lake Conservation Area. Schneider also continues to engage with groups at local libraries and schools, and presents animal identification workshops at several nature centers, including the Arboretum at the University of Guelph. Years ago, a teacher called him Dan the Nature Man, and since then, that name has stuck. Dan the Nature Man has authored nature and travel articles for a variety of journals and has received an award for outstanding leadership in environmental education from the Ontario Society for Environmental Education, and a Watershed Interpreters Network Award for excellence in watershed education. Nature is for all ages, Schneider said. And the Guelph Public Library has been fantastic too by offering programs for kids as well as this nature series for adults. The next two presentations in the nature series are Trees in Winter on Saturday, February 11th at 2 p.m. at the University of Guelph Arboretum, Maple Syrup on Saturday, March 25th at 2 p.m. in the main Guelph Public Library's program room. By knowing more about birds and learning about bird feeding, people will be able to enjoy nature more, from their own backyards, Schneider said. It's about getting people connected with nature and wanting to protect it. It's a wonderful thing. To register for the nature workshops for adults, visit here. For more information about Dan the Nature Man, visit here.